Today is the first day of the government shutdown. But do you know what agency is not shut down today? ICE.
Immigrant rights advocates announced the protest in response to continued immigration enforcement actions despite a government shutdown. Murad O'Auda is president and CEO of the New York Immigration Coalition.
All the way from California to Illinois, down to Tennessee, to Florida, all the way up to New York and Maine, we are fighting back as one. We are fighting back against the Trump administration's cruelty. We're fighting back against their sowing of chaos, panic, and fear.
The protest is called We the People Are Rising, Stop the Hate, Stop the Raids. Union organizers David Green, president of SEIU Local 721, which represents some 100,000 civil service workers.
This means TSA, this means federal services, this means veterans will go without paychecks because we have an administration that stopped caring about working people. Do you agree? We have an administration that prioritizes detentions and ripping away families rather than helping and supporting hardworking working people. Do you agree?
Veronica DeLara with SEIU, United Service Workers West, spoke against the Republican agenda dominating Congress.
Right now, immigrant communities are under attack. Billions of tax dollars will be wasted, not on education, not on housing, not on health care, but on policies that tear people apart and criminalize people for who are simply seeking a better life.
Organizers blasted the deployment of troops to Los Angeles's city streets and Washington, D.C.'s, along with the president's pledge to deploy troops to Chicago and Memphis next. Organizers from around the country joined activists in Los Angeles to announce the protest. The Los Angeles protest this Saturday at the 6th Street Bridge comes as a large coalition of civil liberties, labor, and immigrant rights groups behind No Kings rallies say they're planning a large-scale action October 18th, and they've already registered more than 2,100 actions in 50 states to protest President Donald Trump's agenda, from slashing Medicaid funding while giving tax cuts primarily to the wealthy, to his push to militarize city streets. I'm Christina Onnestad reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.